Ryan Garcia, charged with misdemeanor vandalism, could face 1 year in county jail. Boxer Ryan Garcia has been charged with misdemeanor vandalism following an incident that took place on June 8 at the Waldorf Astoria Beverly Hills. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gaskin announced the charges on Thursday after an investigation by the Beverly Hills Police Department. According to the press statement, Mr. Garcia is facing the misdemeanor charge of vandalism, specifically for causing $400 or more in property damage. While we are grateful no injuries were reported in this incident, reckless behavior that damages property shows a blatant and unacceptable disregard for the safety and peace of our community, Mr. Gaskin said in his statement on Thursday. In an emailed statement to the Epoch Times, Mr. Garcia's attorney Michael Goldstein wrote that the boxer apologizes for his actions. Ryan regrets his recent behavior at the Waldorf Astoria and the property damage he caused. He has apologized to hotel personnel and has reimbursed them for all damage caused. The past several months have been difficult for Ryan, and he understands he has reached a crossroads in both his personal life and career. Going forward, he knows the focus must be on his well-being and mental health issues, which have been strained. There is no alternative. He apologizes to anyone he has offended with his behavior and words and hopes the investment in his own well-being will demonstrate the sincerity of his apology. With regard to the pending misdemeanor criminal matter, we expect to reach a resolution that recognizes his immediate reimbursement, his personal issues, and lack of past criminal history. Ryan appreciates the love and support that he has received and hopes to remain in your prayers. The 25-year-old boxer was arrested in Beverly Hills on June 8 and later transferred to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for evaluation after complaining of an undisclosed medical issue. Ryan has been open about his struggles with mental health over the years, and at this time he is dealing with an immense emotional burden, Mr. Garcia's attorney told ESPN following the arrest. Shortly after his release, he took to X, posting, "No way I'm going to jail." Mr. Garcia's arraignment is scheduled for August 7 in Department 72 of the Airport Courthouse. If convicted, he could receive a maximum sentence of 1 year in county jail. In connection with the same incident, another individual, Celeste Cardio, was arrested but will not face prosecution due to insufficient evidence, according to authorities. The Epoch Times reached out to Golden Boy Promotions, but comment was not returned at the time of publication. Garcia's continued controversy. Mr. Garcia is recovering from a controversial bout against Devin Haney in April, which was initially a majority decision victory for Mr. Garcia. Despite Mr. Garcia missing weight, which meant Mr. Haney's super lightweight title wasn't at stake, the fight proceeded, and Mr. Garcia was largely dominant. However, the decision was later overturned to a no contest after Mr. Garcia tested positive for the performance-enhancing drug Osterine. As a consequence of the positive test, Mr. Garcia was handed a 1-year suspension and expelled from the World Boxing Council due to offensive comments he made during a live stream on Instagram. According to ESPN, Mr. Garcia used racial slurs against black people and made derogatory remarks about Muslims, prompting WBC President Mauricio Sulaiman to take action. "Exercising my authority as president of the WBC, I am hereby expelling Ryan Garcia from any activity with our organization. We reject any form of discrimination. I fear for Ryan's well-being as he has declined multiple attempts for our help with mental health and substance abuse," Mr. Sulaiman posted on social media. Following the incident, Mr. Garcia issued an apology and announced he would enter rehab to address substance abuse issues. Additionally, following a positive test for performance-enhancing drugs, Mr. Garcia received a 1-year suspension from the New York State Athletic Commission, which also led to the overturning of his recent victory against Devin Haney. Mr. Garcia posted a statement from his team, which read in part, "He never intentionally took any banned substance." In January 2024, Mr. Garcia announced his divorce from his wife, Andrea Selena, shortly after the birth of their second child. Mr. Garcia has also been involved in several public disputes with notable figures such as Jake Paul, Bernard Hopkins, UFC champion Sean O'Malley, and actor Shia LaBeouf, further fueling his media presence, which he spoke about on MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani. Amid these issues, Mr. Garcia has been candid about his struggles with depression and alcohol abuse, which have significantly impacted both his career and personal life. In a conversation with Andrew Tate, Mr. Garcia made a startling claim about being abducted by members of a secretive group known as Bohemian Grove and being forced to watch disturbing content as part of a ritual. Although his boxing career is uncertain, Mr. Garcia remains a prominent young talent in the sport. The former WBC interim lightweight champion boasts a 24-1 record and was the first fighter to defeat Haney before the result was nullified.